military aid to Ukraine.
President Trump told reporters today he would welcome Zelensky back to the White House and would likely speak to Russian President Putin this week.
Hopefully President Putin will agree to that also, and we can get this show on the road.
While 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum kick in tomorrow for Canada, the president decided not to double them after Ontario Premier Doug Ford backed down on its planned surcharges on electricity sold to three U.S. states.
Rather than going back and forth and having threats to each other, we have both agreed, let cooler heads prevail. We need to sit down and move this forward.
Clock is ticking in Washington to avert a government shutdown. The Republican-led House plans to vote later today on a stopgap measure to keep it funded beyond Friday. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We can do it on our own. But what I'm saying is Democrats ought to do the responsible thing, follow their own advice in every previous scenario, and keep the government open.
Federal investigators just issued two urgent recommendations over that deadly mid-air collision near Washington.
NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy is recommending a permanent ban on some helicopter traffic because helicopters and aircraft are flying too close in some areas.
They pose an intolerable risk.
She says under current rules, helicopters and planes can be as close as 75 feet apart during landing. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
It was 5 years ago the World Health Organization officially said the COVID outbreak was an international pandemic. Former White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
COVID is still around. COVID is still a bit of a problem. I think for elderly people, high-risk people, immunocompromised people, it can still be pretty serious. I think for healthy Americans, no, I don't think it poses a big risk. We deal with respiratory viruses all the time. COVID is just one of them.
Another setback for Tiger Woods. He says he ruptured his Achilles tendon and just had surgery, which will likely keep him out of the Masters. It was another topsy-turvy day on Wall Street today. The Dow ended down 478 points, NASDAQ down 32. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue. Then again, March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour. And, of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Packers active in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers will have a new look to their offensive line. They signed 49ers left guard Aaron Banks to a four-year deal worth $77 million. Elgton Jenkins will move over to center. On defense, the Packers adding another former Raider cornerback, Nate Hobbs, who receives a four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Indianapolis. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich with a home run says besides William Contreras, the crew still has a solid lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we have some talented players for sure. I think Mitchell has a shot to be a really good player. Terang, Sneaky, Sal, you know, Joey Ortiz. We got some athletic guys that can do a lot of different things on the baseball field. Underrated, overrated. We've had a lot of guys step up and young players come into their own and just find a way. So see if we can do it again this year.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low close to 30. Mostly sunny. For tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s. And warming up to near 50 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. Near 60 Friday, storms Friday night. Currently, it's 37.
It's WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Here's a blast from the past. This is from 30 years ago, 1995. You ready?
1995. All right.
American astronomer, author, and teacher Clifford Stoll wrote a column in Newsweek about the emerging thing called the internet. And according to him, it was going nowhere. Here's what he said. He said, "Then there's cyber business. We're promised instant catalog shopping. Just point and click for great deals. We'll order airline tickets over the network, make restaurant reservations, and negotiate sales contracts. Stores will become obsolete. So how come my local mall does more business in an afternoon than the entire internet handles in a month? Even if there were a trustworthy way to send money over the internet, which there isn't, the network is missing a most essential ingredient of capitalism: salespeople." That's what he said 30 years ago.
Is that, could you call that an anti-visionary?
Right.
Because how can you be so off?
He was way off.
And is this guy still around? Like, is he still giving predictions and saying what the market's going to be like next week?
I don't know. Clifford Stoll, Stoll. I'll look him up.
Yeah, was I on Prodigy back in 95? It might have been America Online at that time, but my family was on the infancy of the whole thing. CompuServe, Prodigy, AOL.
1995, I think, is the first time I did anything on I'd never heard of it before then, the internet. And our former announcer at the radio station here clued me into AOL, and I went over to his house, and you know, we heard the modem dialing up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we got on it for the first time. I was amazed. Crazy? What's that?
It's just insane how far we've come from dialing into the "put the phone down,
right?
Trying to get on the internet" to where we are now.
And we could only use so many minutes. You only had so many minutes online.
You got a local number.
Yeah,
a local number I can dial into.
Right. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles keeping us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Just do what it- Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke and her Midwest Farm Report. You can hear that weekday mornings from 5 till 6. She's also got reports throughout the day, so you can keep up to date on all things agriculture. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
So lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
I'll be so lonely, baby, they could die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back. And think it's so, they're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down on the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. So lonely, baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Oh, it's crowded, and you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry. So lonely, baby, well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. You know, this year marks the 75th anniversary of Silly Putty, the bouncy, stretchy pink stuff that comes in a plastic egg. It went on sale as Silly Putty in 1950, although it was invented years earlier for other reasons. Silly Putty was created by accident in 1943 by James Wright, a General Electric engineer, while trying to develop a synthetic rubber substitute during World War II. He combined boric acid and silicone oil, resulting in a stretchy, bouncy material. After being featured in the New Yorker in 1950, Silly Putty sold more than 250,000 units in just 3 days.
Don't you worry, that was on your mind, woman. I'm in no hurry, I can take my time, woman. I'm going red, my tongue's getting tired.
Tongue's getting tired.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good, 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 good.
kiss me now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the 3-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure federal program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low close to 30. Mostly sunny. For tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s. And warming up to near 50 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. Near 60 Friday, storms Friday night. Currently, it's 37.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Researchers who studied 125 million year old dinosaur fossils think they suffered from a form of dandruff. Okay. Did they have hair? Next, you're going to tell me they were also gluten intolerant.
Glad all over, so glad you're mine. things you get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also your home for high school sports, and we're happy to report that four teams from our area are still in sectional play across three divisions in the tournament. It's Lutheran, Park Prairie, and Waterford. And our next game here on the radio is going to be this Thursday night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off, as Waterford takes on Whitnall, and it's going to take place at Wilmot Union High School. Our own Dick Graceffa is going to be there. He'll have the call of the game this Thursday night on WRJM.
smile, you know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
It's Van Morrison with Domino on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. By now, you've probably heard that the Racine Raiders are going to be back on WRJN this year. We're so happy about this. They haven't been on for the last few years, but, you know, they're part of our DNA and we're part of theirs. And so we're happy to announce a partnership that's going to air all of their home and away games for 2025 right here on WRJN. We'll also keep you up to date with team news. First game starts in May. It's the Racine Raiders and WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Yes.
to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. CBS News coming up at the top of the hour, and Chris Morrow has more timeless hits on the way. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I shall talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A potential truce deal in Ukraine. Kyiv says it is open to a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on what happens next.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball is now in their court.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz.
As a result of this positive step forward, the president has decided to lift the pause on aid and on our security assistance to Ukraine going forward.
CBS's Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
The Ukrainians will be fairly happy with the result. Remember, from Ukraine's perspective, in recent weeks, the U.S. has gone from being its most important and one of its staunchest allies, committing over $100 billion in aid, to suspending the delivery of military aid, President Trump calling this country's elected president a dictator, and then giving him a very public dressing down.
The discussions appeared to put to rest, for now, the animosity between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky that erupted during that Oval Office meeting last month. To breaking news on Capitol Hill, where the House just passed a bill to fund the government through September.
On this vote, the yeas are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The money set to run out on Friday. President Trump isn't backing off on his strong support of tariffs.
The right thing to do is what we're doing.